of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I want to start scatting.
Good evening,
Northern California. Nigel and James. It's December 28th, Wednesday. The reason for the elevator music is because we're in that weird no man's land between Christmas and New Year's, right? It's like it's a weird time. It's like
purgatory.
Are we coming? Are we going? What's going on?
It's been a long year.
We have 3 hours, so we can play it the whole show.
Really?
Just right underneath you.
That's great.
Welcome back.
We can have it as a little background.
A light lift.
But this is that time. I actually think this is that time, you know, a lot of people knowing that their New Year's resolution is going to be to lose weight. So this is the time where you pack it on, right? This is
you guys are like little chipmunks over here. Yeah. All the nuts.
Yeah.
That time between Christmas and New Year's where it's like, okay, well, you know, what else is in the fridge, right? Pack it on.
I'm not, I've matured past the diet thing.
You just don't want to make any more resolutions?
I'm not going to do resolutions that are ridiculously, and I know I'm not going to do. I need to make one that I will do.
Well, you could make one that says, I'm going to lose 2 pounds this year.
You know? We'll see.
No?
That's a stretch.
So, Merry Christmas. So this is the last show
Merry
of
Christmas.
The year. What a year it's been. How was you guys' Christmas?
You know, our Christmas with our family is always great. We love Christmas. My kids love Christmas. Yvonne likes Christmas. I love Christmas. It's my love language. I love to give gifts. So that's never our challenge. Our challenge is always just work schedule, right? Mm-hmm. Because we are in the business of gifting, so we're very busy during the Christmas holiday. So, you know.
How was this year compared to last year for you?
You know, I did a little KRCR blurb. They came in and interviewed me, which was nice. And, you know, for us, I would say we were a little behind last year, but nothing tragic. You know, we still did well, and I, you know, thank you to the North State and all their support in our store and stuff. Nothing tragic by any means, but it was a little bit down. And to be honest with you, I expected it to actually be worse because of, you know.
Well, we were thinking the supply chain was going to come to an end.
Supply chain and economy and inflation and. But overall, the kid that was interviewing me, great kid, by the way, he said that, you know, the reports that they've gotten or what they've been reporting, and of course, you know, I don't know anything really because I haven't watched TV in 90 days, but that there was actually a 7% increase nationally this year over last year as far as Christmas spending. So I don't know that that's true, but he was saying that it's up, which took me kind of by surprise.
That is very surprising.
However, you know, maybe it's true. I don't know.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Well, I think the mall did pretty good, Manchester Mall.
Did it?
I think it was.
Yeah, because you have a high traffic area that you participate in with the girl's mom.
So we did pretty good. The toy store did great.
Better than last year?
About the same.
But yeah. Then you can't ask for
right
more.
Right for us,
So how would you sum up 2022?
Well, you sent me the meme, but
yeah,
I can't,
I'll let you repeat it.
But I can't say it on air. But when you sent it to me, my head blew up, and I buckled over laughing for about 20 minutes because
right.
I got all kinds of visuals. But it was absolutely perfect.
Yes.
it was another year. I mean,
it's kind of a crazy year. I think one that we're going to want to forget, kind of.
I already
have. And, you know, we were talking about this before, but I don't even remember January, February, March. I remember our Bigfoot days, right?
That was fun. Yeah, that was great.
And
Pandemonium Jones.
I just remember it being so pretty, as the DJ. Like you were on that field, whatever that place was, a park, whatever, but it was open, but the mountains came right down to the field, and they were just full of pine trees. It was beautiful.
I would say, well, and the other good thing that happened this year for our region is no fires, right?
Right. Yeah.
We didn't get burned down.
Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. I wish we were kind of expecting.
Well, you do, but then when you drive, like I went up to Mount Shasta and went some places, and I realized, I was like, oh, there's not a lot left to burn. It's all been burned. It's all been burned.
That's right. Siskiyou did get it. They got it pretty bad.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. let's see. Did you see Top Gun? Because I think that was the movie of the year.
Oh, that was my favorite. I saw it twice. I never see movies more than once.
She really doesn't.
I
she
loved
doesn't,
it.
She does not go to the movie very often, but she saw it and just kept raving about it and then went with a friend again, another friend, because she liked it so much. She keeps telling me I need to see it. And I'm like, yeah, not my. I didn't see the first one, so I don't. Not that I don't like Tom Cruise. Mm-hmm. I actually like Tom Cruise in his action movies, but I like him in more. I watch him in whatever those, what is it? I forget the other brand that he does.
Mission Impossible.
Mission Impossible, yeah. Yes. And I liked him in like Reacher and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, I realized for myself that this year I haven't gone to any movies, the movie theater, and I haven't been to any concerts. It's the first time in a long time.
I can't remember if I went to a movie.
If you could go to the movies, which one would you want to see?
See, I think this is a weird time
nothing
for a lot
see.
Of people. You know, we call it, quote, unquote, the Great Awakening or people waking up. And it just doesn't do it for me anymore. Like, going to the movies, it just
doesn't
do it for me anymore. And even going to concerts, it just doesn't. I know a lot of people go still, right? But whenever those bands.
And I keep checking in with myself saying, am I getting old? Is it because I'm getting old? Because I keep telling myself, I'm never going to get old. I'm not going to be one of those people that stops going to movies and concerts and learning new technology and all that stuff, right? Because I don't want to be old that way. I mean, I want to – I'm obviously going to be old. I'm not afraid to be old. But I don't want to be old and dumb.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think
– but there are a lot of things that are happening that I just like, I can't do that. That's just
– I don't know whether it's age thing, but I know for myself and – my circle of people is that we definitely realize that the life we had in 2019, that's gone, like, right? And not so much that life changed, but that we've changed. Mm-hmm. Like, we've definitely changed, right?
Yeah.
We've gone through some kind of monumental shift.
Huge.
When all of a sudden you realize, and I'm just speaking for myself here, that for 50-odd years, I'll discount 6 years. That you were just, I was just asleep, just going through the motions, right? Always knew in the back of my mind that something wasn't, there's something missing, couldn't quite get it. But now.
He had a loose plug in his matrix.
Yeah.
It would rattle and he'd get little, like little hints.
Yeah, just little hints. Little hints. And then, but I think a lot of people are in this new era. Well, they've gone through, kind of a monumental shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's always been, and it's there's now a crack, and people are getting to see, and you know, I know anybody could call it whatever you want, a conspiracy theorist or whatever, but that's always been around. But truly, there seems to be a crack, and that so many things are being exposed as to be like, what? That really? What is that going on? Has that been happening? How long has that been going on?
Well, I mean, so even that term conspiracy theorist, right? That was invented in 1964 to go alongside with the JFK assassination, right? And that term was used for anybody who didn't agree with the official narrative that they put forth about the JFK assassination. So what happened last week, I still think this is the most monumental news of 2022. They finally admitted that, yeah, the CIA was behind the, you know, the assassination of JFK.
That's what he told me, and I was like, what?
So they just released it, right? And they're showing that they an American intelligence agency was responsible for the assassination of JFK, and no one says a peep. Right? Well, we knew all that already. So strange times. I think that's a hint for break number one.
Bing, bing, bum, bum, bum.
And we'll be right back.
Hey. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
That God Save the Queen.
Like it.
That was another big thing that happened this year. I totally spaced out of that. The,
right?
The Queen croak.
Queen croak.
Oh, that's right.
You can funny say how, you can say that. You're English.
It's funny how we how you know that was.
I forgot about that, right? Yeah.
It was like a quick little blip.
Realistically, yeah. That was like the shortest.
Morning.
I mean, I think when died. It went on for months. It felt like.
Yep. Well, you know.
And then I just saw. I was watching a video, a YouTube video, and I can't remember if it was like Matt Walsh or somebody like that, but they were talking about, you know, Meghan and Harry and that whole nightmare. God. Anyway, but, you know, his book is dropping in like 5 days, and it's called...
Dropping Out of Sight?
No, it's like coming on, and it's called The Spare. He named it The Spare because it was the heir and the spare. And they were basically saying he's just a... tortured soul that he will never be king, and you know that's why he's acting the way that he does.
So the royal family, that whole saga is kind of interesting, right? Because now that we're in this era where I think people have more questions than answers, right? You learn to question everything. So now it's very obvious that Harry isn't Charles's kid.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Right? So who's the daddy, really?
Right. Well, I mean, again, conspiracy theorists said there was somebody that she had an affair with, I guess, and he looks just like him.
Yes,
I know.
But, that, I mean, I'm always just like, okay, whatever, you know. Hasn't anybody just pulled a clump of his hair out and done a DNA test?
Well, so I think you'll find that his ancestry is actually with the Spanish royal family. Which... if you wanted to go all the way back to the 1700s, 1800s, you know, the Queen Victoria days, where there were some shenanigans going on. And
some Spanish blood.
Yeah, there's some interesting things going on there. But it is kind of interesting how that royal family – I always found it interesting. Like, why are you guys paying attention so much as you do to the royal freaking family? Like, I never understand.
Because we don't have one.
We don't have one.
Well, you want one?
Yeah, come on.
No, I don't.
I do.
We had the Kennedys. That was our royal family. Yeah. They were the, what were they called? They were the...
Camelot.
Camelot, yeah.
Yes.
Look what that did for them. What a nightmare.
Oh.
But it was, it's always been kind of interesting to me how here in the United States.
Yeah. You know, I think for me, it's more of a, it's really interesting, right? Like, it's something that we don't have. So for me, it's always interesting to see how it works.
See, I think it's subliminal.
See, maybe. I don't know.
What language do you speak?
English.
There you go. Thank you very much. Yeah. What would happen if you was to put a motion through Congress saying we want to change the name of our language to American?
Thank you very much.
That's why you ever want to. Okay.
Right? I speak American.
I'm being facetious, but no, you know, that's true. Even here we say, well, we speak English, right? Mm-hmm. So there's that, you know, there's that origin for you.
The most spoken language on the planet.
Yes.
By location, not necessarily by population, but
yeah, which is another interesting topic in and of itself, the history of the actual English language.
Not change course, but I do want to mention real quick because the new January 2023 issue of Enjoy is out. It's issue 196, and it's called Commit to Be Fit. And
so this one's not for you then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, this one is for me to look at the pictures while I'm sitting drinking a coffee. But what I did want to say is, after 2 years almost of not being present in the magazine due to COVID, Enjoy Magazine now has reintroduced its calendar of events. So the January 2023 issue now showcases North State events. We encourage you to come and go to enjoymagazine.com and list your events, because then that's where we mine all of that information to be published in the magazine. And it's free, so you're going to get good traction of people looking at things. This first calendar back, we are covering Anderson, Bernie, Chico, Cottonwood, Dunsmuir, Lassen Volcanic National Park, Magalia.
So are you listing the main events that are happening throughout the year, or...?
Yeah, I mean, anything and everything. I mean, whatever. I'm just letting people know kind of the broad spectrum right now of places that we cover. So Mount Shasta, Oroville, Paradise, Red Bluff, obviously Redding. We cover Axiom Repertory Theater, Cascade Theater, Cedar Crest Brewing and their events, Chico Performances, Gold Country Casino, Riverfront Playhouse, Redding Civic Auditorium, Redding Library, Turtle Bay.
I have a list of Redding Civic.
Yeah, Schrader Planetarium. I mean, so it's very extensive.
Yeah.
And many of them are very full with events, which I obviously will not go over because we would be here for hours.
Yes.
But super happy to have this back. This has always been a cherished portion of Enjoy Magazine. People pick it up because they really can spend time reading the articles, looking at the advertisements, finding out new things. We get a lot of people that say, we pick this up every month because we always pick something to do that's in the magazine, to go to a place, to use it as a travel buddy, that kind of a thing. So I'm happy to say that this is back.
Any ice cream taste testing things going on anywhere?
Not yet.
No.
But we can do that again.
Well, that should be at your store, right?
Yeah. Well, anywhere. I mean, there's lots of ice cream now in town, and I'm happy to promote any ice cream. Everybody should eat ice cream.
I'm trying. Speaking of events, so in order to kick 2023 off, to a somewhat of a positive start, I would say. Even though this is a little later on, I see January 18th, I think. Steve O at the Reading Civic.
Yep.
Steve O?
Yeah.
Oh, how fun!
I'm looking at your calendar and looking at mine, making sure that we
was that the 18th?
Yep.
Did I have that?
Mine is January 28th.
28th.
Yeah.
Could be 28th. Yours is more accurate. And then,
even say what day it was today when we came on air?
I did.
You did?
No, I did.
Oh, okay.
I did. I don't
That's
know.
That's my favorite part.
I forgot what I said. Oh, today's the 28th.
Yeah, today's December 28th.
Yeah.
And it's 46 degrees and it's rain, and it's kind of raining.
Overcast.
Another event that you guys have your fingers in, I think, is the Reading Bridal Show.
Yes.
Yeah, actually everybody just got their sales sheets and marching orders because is it the February issue? We'll have
a
bridal section built into it for that purpose.
So, have you
mariage.
Okay, I won't say anything. Have you?
That was my best Jack Sparrow.
Yes, and then there's also the Reading Home Show. Do you guys have anything to do with that?
So we used to be very tied to the Reading Home Show, and we don't do a lot with them right now. It's not to say that we won't come
Didn't
back to that.
Sell that brand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'm not sure who has it now, but.
So the one that's interesting to me, I'm not sure if I'll go, but is Tesla. The band.
Oh.
The band.
Oh, I was like, Tesla's coming? What? Elon? I need to go get, I need to go buy a new frock.
No, Tesla, the band. I realized I needed to clarify that. No, I don't think Elon's coming to run. I think he's got
plenty of other things doing.
The other things to do.
A couple things I think he's got on his plate.
And then I think this is a makeup show because they canceled it this year. Coming in March is George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Yes. Oh.
Ooh.
He's pretty good live.
Yeah.
You know, a little rocking. And then, you know, these are just kind of some events to plan your year out if you want to. The Reading Sportsman's Expo, that's in April.
Oh, yeah. That's always a good one.
And then have you been to this, the Riverdance anniversary show?
I've never been to one of those.
Seems like something you would be into.
I would be into it, but I have not been. I need some clogs, though.
Okay.
I love clogs.
But and James, I do have this one for you. This is perfect for you. Mm. At Wind River, January 14th.
Oh, is it the Little People Fights?
It's the fight night.
Yeah, I love that.
The real fight night.
I like any kind of fights.
Yeah. So I think we need to enter James into that.
Oh, it's open fight night?
Well, you can try out, give it a shot, get some of that 2022 aggression out, and you know.
That sounds like big fun.
You get to pick your.
Are we gloved or is it just bloody knuckle?
You know what, James? I think people would actually pay good money to come see you.
Oh yeah.
Beat people up. I would probably get my block knocked off, but I would definitely give it my all.
I must have been—I was a little naive.
Then I would have to do a little training.
I'd never been.
Just three punches, and I'd be like,
and then you'd make rethink your resolution, right? So, Yvonne,
yeah,
how are things with the Fashion Alliance?
Well, we're getting ready for a new year. I'm excited.
2022 was one of those years for even them.
It was a transition year for sure. I took three little bits of advice and I simplified and I organized and now I'm fortifying those things that qualified that organization. So I'm moving some things forward that I think are going to be great. I think we're going to do a few more little shows to open bigger shows and get our name out there even more. We moved everything into our retail space and on Placer and Market Street. So we're going to be working out of that space.
I've noticed some remodeling going on in there.
Yes, definitely.
Thank you.
And we're opening up more space for new designers to come in because our mission is about pouring into those new designers, giving them space to actually
and if the
make their design.
The community's obviously listening. The Reading Fashion Alliance has been around for, was it six years now.
6 years ago. Mm-hmm.
And its whole purpose was to design and uplift local sewists and designers, burgeoning designers, but also to create a small batch manufacturing culture here. And so that's what it's there for, and that's what it continues to support. We just need people to know that it's there and to reach out, you know, any age. When I say sewists, we're always looking for people that are great sewists that, you know, they have a passion for that and that would help work on projects that when somebody comes in and wants to do some type of small batch manufacturing, you know, we then pull our sewists in and they're given the pieces and the parts and the project list. I don't know what you guys call it, but then they help to sew out these pieces. You know, everybody has their part. 'Cause Reading has a long history, I've said this before, of fashion. A lot of people don't know it because there's so much that is here that people don't know exists. So we're trying to resurrect that because, you know, I think it would be a great thing for us as a community, as another piece, another feather in the hat,
right,
so to speak.
And we're in the cultural district, and I think it's important that we all kind of band together that arts and culture and really let it flourish.
Underneath the umbrellas.
That are no
more. The umbrellas are not there right now.
Oh.
But it's all right.
But it's raining and
it's
there's no umbrellas.
Yeah.
I mean,
they get burned up and then, drenched.
The wind,
then,
like, blows them off.
You know, Reading absorbs everything.
So when the sun comes out, the umbrellas go back up. Okay, thank you very much. That's the end of our first half hour. We'll be right back.
I'm ready.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Okay, name the band.
I can't think of
it. You love the song.
I do love the song. When the bullet hits the bone.
It's Golden Earring.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Golden Earring.
That's the name?
Of the band.
Oh, God, I would have never gotten that.
Me neither.
And they're from Holland.
Oh, wow.
That was a good song.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They also had that great song, Radar Love.
Radar Love. Oh, yeah.
You know,
sweet.
I think they're a 2-hit wonder. Actually, they're still around. I gotta take that back. They're still around, but it's funny to this day. Here in the U.S., they still play those 2 songs, right?
Yeah. But you know what? When you get even 2 under your belt, and that's it, you can still make a living.
Ride that wave.
Yeah, forever.
Oh, they made
because they make good memories. All kinds of things makes me feel good.
See those? that's when bands. You know, back in the day when if they knew what they were doing, they'd hold on to their publishing and they make sure they got paid for their music. Yeah. Nowadays, it's tough.
Major labels won't pick up bands because there's no money to be made there.
That's right.
But if you're a band and you're independent, or if you're a band, independent labels will snatch you up.
Mm. Yep.
But there's too many splits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Way too many splits. See, back in the old days, and when, you know, before you were even thought of,
how would they do that? Because I know you'd know. I've always wondered.
Well, so there's a few different things, right? Especially when you go back to the 70s.
Yeah.
That's when bands used to play to play.
Mm, makes sense.
They just wanted to make really good music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. And
well, the stardom wasn't at the level that it is today in regards to like revenues and all that. So they still had the spirit.
The competition.
They
wasn't
had this.
There
well, the spirit of playing was like that was their whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like you were a sellout if you didn't want to just play.
Just play.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That's what I always liked about rock and roll, mm-hmm. specifically because back in the day it didn't matter what color you were, or boy or girl, or whatever. It didn't matter. It's like, can you play?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so
the
many
culture, man.
And so many of the bigger musicians from back then that we know now.
Less was more.
That's right. They were just,
nobody gave a rat's. All you want to do, let's play.
And so many of those bands from back then, you know, Black Sabbath and Judas Priest and all mm-hmm. them, they will tell you stories how they couldn't even afford the studio time.
Right.
Right. And they had what they call a red light. You know, if the red light was on, you got one take. And what you got
so
is what
concert.
You got.
Mm-hmm. First concert, Aerosmith, Montrose, and Mata Hoople.
That was your first concert?
Yikes.
Montrose. That was good.
L.A. Yeah, it was good.
Montrose with Sammy Hagar.
Yep.
That was great.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your first concert?
My first concert was Kiss.
Kiss. Very mm-hmm. good. What year?
I don't know.
1963.
So what would it have been? I was probably in fifth grade.
Right. So that counts.
Mm-hmm.
Liam, what was your first concert?
So they're big now, but they used to tour through Reading. They're called Mom Jeans, Midwest emo band. So I was, maybe a freshman? But I saw them.
As he's speaking, he's only just barely one step away from that.
No, I
really see over the top of the computer.
I saw them like my first time freshman year. And then they got, I mean, they're not like massive, but they're pushing it. So I saw them on tour in January, February of this year, too.
Mm.
And they're just, I mean, they're amazing. They're so developed.
Mom Jeans.
I love it.
My first concert was
Mom
AC/DC.
Jeans constantly.
What was it?
AC/DC.
Oh, my gosh.
But with Bon Scott as the singer, the original singer. Mm.
That
was great.
Wow.
1979, I think that was. That was great.
Those were the good old days.
Right?
So fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm just thinking back all the concerts that I've seen. I mean, there's so many of them. The Stones.
Yeah, we went to the Stones together.
Yvonne and I, actually, because my father owned KMS, we worked in the marketing department. We got really blessed to do a lot of things, right? And one of the things that we did was, Vogue, was it Vogue magazine?
Oh, it's Allure.
Allure magazine flew us into San Francisco, put us up in an amazing hotel, which I can't, the Palace or something like that. And then, took us in a bus over to East Bay to have a, dinner by the, editor of Bon Appetit magazine. And then, so we ate and did all that stuff at her place, and then we were bused to the Coliseum where we saw
the sack lunch.
Yeah. Well, that came way out with the sack lunch, but, Seal was opening for the Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was
incredible.
Blast. Yeah.
No, I've never seen the Stones.
That man never stopped.
Never stopped. I mean, it was crazy.
No wonder he's so damn skinny. It was like he never stopped moving.
Yeah. But I am lucky enough to have started my, photography stuff back in the 80s, whatever, club days. I remember seeing Metallica in the clubs, right, before they were massive, right?
In the club.
Yeah. The Big Four, that was Metallica and Slayer and Anthrax.
Okay.
Megadeth.
White Snake.
All in clubs. All in
Rat.
Rocks. Yeah,
White
Rat.
Snake.
Yeah. I remember seeing Slayer in their garage. That was pretty funny. In Downey.
Oh, in Downey.
Slayer in Downey. Yeah.
Wild.
That's where they're from.
Well, they all started, when you think about, Gwen Stefani and No Doubt and all that. They were all just in, little garages.
Seal Beach or something she was from.
Doing these things, and you were like, so cute, look at you. And then, pow, Yep.
I've seen a couple of good shows in my life. In my time, that was pretty good. Well, let's go back in time, because now that we're end of the year kind of thing, what was the first car you had?
Oh, gosh.
Yvonne, what was the first car? Do you remember your first car? James, do you remember your first car? What was your first car?
Red Mustang.
My father bought me, 66. Or my parents bought me in 1965, GT Mustang Fastback.
We both had Mustangs.
And my, I got in trouble. And so they sold it.
You realize if you still had that car right now, you'd be
yep.
very well retired.
Yeah. So I ended up...
What color?
I never got to even see it.
Oh, shoot.
It was down at my uncle's in San Diego. They were holding it, and then it was going to be shipped up, and then I never even got to see it because they got in trouble, and they punished me by selling it. And so then I ended up getting a... My very first car was... I can't remember. It was either a Volkswagen Rabbit or a Volkswagen Jetta. Back in the 80s. So it was like, basically, they were like little teeny boxes on wheels.
My first.
Do you have a car?
So I'm on my second car.
Do you have a license?
I do. I'm forced. Yeah.
Your first car?
So my first car, and it's a sad story, was a Ford Econoline E150 conversion van. Amazing. And I got it for pretty cheap at auction. It just needed a little bit of work. It was a government vehicle. And it had like 18,000 miles. Got it for like maybe $4,000.
Sweet.
Awesome. And I had it for like maybe 2 years, and I was driving home from work one night, and it just died in the middle of the road. Yeah, only at like 20,000 miles.
Oh, my gosh.
So that was really sad. But now I have a Mercury Grand Marquis. GS.
Oh, that's
nice.
Is
awesome.
Like the boat kind? From the
like the Crown Vic kind of type. Oh,
the Icky Vicky.
Trunk space? Icky the trunk Vicky. Space on that thing?
How many bodies?
No, it's a nice car.
Well, so that's close to my first car, which was when I came to LA in the 80s, was a 1973 Cadillac Sedan DeVille. Do you remember
that?
Yes.
What color?
How many nautical miles? Yeah. Oh
my God. It was basically metallic pink. Do you remember that from National Lampoon?
Yeah.
It was basically that all.
So was that a previously Mary Kay car?
No. It was definitely green. Olive green, and I think the front,
I thought you said pink.
And I think the front and back had different zip codes. It was so big.
Yeah.
You know. That was great. Now that we're on a roll, this year in Reading, mm-hmm. right? Any new favorite places that you've gotten to eat? Because there's some. By the way, I did take Jason up on his suggestion to go to
Thai House.
Thai House.
How was it?
That was very good.
Yeah, I drive by it and I've got to stop because I got to check it out too. You know. Have we done much new? The only thing that we've done several times new and I've quite enjoyed is the, I keep on saying raku, but it's not that. What's the other kind of
Banshan?
Asian? No, the Asian.
Oh.
They own
like
the.
Like Ratch or something.
No, sorry for the forgetting the name.
Okay, you're having a.
I'm having a senior moment. Can you see me? I've all of a sudden stopped thinking. I just looked at the sky and was like, offline. They own the place right here, the hibachi restaurant.
Okay. Oh, Kobe.
Kobe.
Okay.
She owns that, the woman, and then it's the new Asian place over on Pine Tree. Taroku.
Taroku.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Where's Jason when you need him?
Good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was Taroku. A hard one. Taroku.
Right. Have you tried Wingspot yet up on Lake? So
I'm
that
might be a good idea. Corrado will love that.
Yeah, I would love it.
One of my sons likes hot wings.
I think this will be the third time.
Have you tried there?
Right after the show here.
Oh, you're going to go back?
We'll get it.
See, I don't like super hot, spicy food, so I would have to get wings that had some kind of a mild kind of thing.
Yeah, you can get them non-spicy.
Oh, you can? Okay. I just figure that's like sacrilegious, like a wing's supposed to be.
You'll stand out, but that's okay.
Okay, so 2023. What's on your agenda for 2023? Do you have anything lined up?
Well, we have a lot in store for the store, for the magazine, for some of the other businesses that we're working on with you.
Yep.
California Adventure District, Explore Shasta County, that kind of stuff.
The whole Shasta County thing, I think, is going to come into play this year.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be great.
Excited. Yes.
Yeah.
Shasta County as a county hasn't gotten much love, I would say, over the last 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's time to polish up the image a little bit.
Polish up the county.
Oh, you know. By the way, so I love the tagline, right? Mm-hmm. Wild by Nature, Shasta County. I think that sums it up perfectly.
I think so too. Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to 2023 for what we're going to do collectively for Shasta County. I'm really happy that the elections are over and done, and that we can put all that stuff behind us.
What does that give us about? What, 6 months, and then they'll start campaigning for 2024?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
2 years of that. I don't remember it being so long all the time. Forever. It feels like it never ends
anymore.
Politics
has become. A new animal. So
well, and I think that's one of the things that is going to change in 2023 because I personally I don't see how it can continue the way it has been, and I think those who are paying attention, who are as I would say, you're escaping the red and the blue cages because those are cages. Right? Once you escape those cages and step out a little bit, I think we can all kind of see that.
What is escape? What's the escape color?
Anything but. Anything but.
You need to come out with
royal purple.
That's what you need to come out with. We need to come out, I escaped, and then there's like, give them a brand, some type of branding, right? So that you have, there's got to be a cage somewhere for us to move into.
No, I don't think there's going to be any more cages, but anyway. Okay, that's the third bit.
Is it?
We'll be right back.
Wow.
Turn the tables instead.
Now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
So then, how many times have you seen ZZ Top?
Once. I was at Sturgis. They were a headline band for one of the nights at the Buffalo Chip.
Yeah, I've seen ZZ Top.
I saw ZZ Top on my motorcycle. That was my seat.
Really?
With about 100,000 other people on our motorcycles. And
well, it's perfect.
Between songs, we'd rev.
I would say ZZ Top would be the perfect Sturgis band.
Oh,
they were
yeah.
awesome.
Right?
Yeah. I
okay.
have pictures. Pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
So, one of the things that I'm doing for 2023, well, in general, is just starting to pay more attention to, the weirder stuff, right? when COVID started to happen, I started paying more attention to those who were banned. Right? To those commentators and those
sure.
those doctors who were banned. I mean, who were censored, right? As much as the guys and gals who were authorized to speak. And so that leads you down a whole bunch of rabbit holes of other people who were censored for other topics, right? another conversation. You start looking around and you realize that you were, you know, asleep. So I don't know whether you've heard of this guy, but he's a pretty big historical figure in the United States. Admiral Richard Byrd. You ever hear of him?
Yes,
I have.
Operation Paperclip.
I haven't not. Heard
no, that wasn't Paperclip. But anyway, I just ordered. I'm going to get the girls to read this. It's the Missing Diary of Admiral Richard Byrd, a secret expedition and journey to a paradise inside the earth. So he actually has a diary where it talks about his expedition to the North Pole. Have you ever paid attention to how the North Pole is kind of blanked out?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
well, like when you look at Google Earth, right, and you look at the, you know, you can look
it's
up.
It's just a blob.
Google, it's just blue. It's just, there's nothing there. But anyway, your Admiral Richard Byrd has a very interesting diary and story.
So he has a beautiful, lush green paradise at the top of the planet.
Well, it's funny, right? When you actually look at the old maps, 1600s, when the original maps of our world,
mm-hmm.
there's some lands there that are illustrated that are suspiciously missing from Google Earth and Google Maps.
What would that be? Climate change?
No, they're just not there.
Okay.
You know, they're just missing.
Well, they just did. What was it? I was looking, I watched a video yesterday in, Greenland, Iceland. So Greenland's the cold one.
Yeah, the big right? one.
So what the scientists dug up is they've just been actually taking samples, just digging into the side of hills and dirts and pulling it out, and they've found DNA that's still active, or I don't know the term they use, that alive, yeah, that have bonded to certain minerals, which has kept them from degrading. And so now what they've done is they spent the last, I don't know how long, going through all the genomes that are in databases to match what they belonged to. And what they're finding is that at one point Greenland was
lush, right,
and forests and warm.
That's the name.
And when you look at some of the older...
But it's actually the cold one out of Greenland, or Iceland. So back in the day, Iceland, they named it Iceland to keep people away because it's not as cold. Greenland is the one that they wanted them to go to, and it's actually the cold one.
Yeah.
But they were saying, yeah, like there's like these places once were not what they are.
There's another land, shall we say, that was on the older maps called Friesland, and that was a big island south of Iceland, and it's on all the old historical maps with towns and towns and roads and all that kind of stuff, and it's on a whole bunch of maps, but it's not on any of our current maps.
Hmm.
Kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those Godzilla or King Kong floating islands?
Yes. Skull Island.
Yeah. It just migrates.
Yeah, that's the one.
Hey, because I'm super hungry. When I told you we were coming here, right? Mm-hmm. I always look at the magazine for the recipes. And I'm looking at, it's called, one of the recipes we have in the magazine this month is called Zuppa Toscano Soup.
I don't even know how to pronounce it, so
and
I'm not
it
try
looks
it.
Amazing. Zuppa. And I'm like just whipping through the ingredients and I'm thinking, holy cow. So it has 4 tablespoons of butter, 6 ounces of bacon chopped, 1 pound of Italian sausage, hot varietal, medium garlic head, and then you add 10 large cloves of garlic into it, 1 medium onion diced, 1 cup of chicken stock broth, 6 cups of water, 24 ounces of baby yellow potatoes, thinly sliced.
What were the first 3 ingredients? Because you can stop.
Butter, bacon, and sausage.
There you go. That's all there is.
24 ounces of baby yellow potatoes, 1 kale bundle, leaves stripped and chopped, 1 cup of heavy whipping cream, salt and black pepper to taste, Parmesan cheese served optionally. Oh, my
so,
Lord.
Okay, so the two of you,
can you please make this for me?
No, I wouldn't be. The ingredients wouldn't last long. I mean,
you would eat it before you were making
butter, bacon.
That's what happens at our house.
Of the two of you, who does the cooking?
We both do. Yeah, it just really depends on the, you know, how we feel. Like, yeah. I'll come home and I'll just make stuff. She'll come home, she'll just make stuff. We both. She's a really good cook. She's an incredible baker. I mean, like, world-class baker. Yeah, for real. We had people that we did a field-to-fork dinner out at Bernsini when we had some very special guests that had bought it in an auction for Turtle Bay support. And so... There were 16 of them, I think.
18
people there, and we did it. Everything had to be within 100 miles, the dinner. And then, of course, she did her apple pie. What other pie did you make? I don't know. She made 3 or 4 pies. Mostly. Anyway, yeah. When we served those pies, most everybody...
It was homemade ice cream was the second thing.
Yeah, it was a trio of, you know, so everybody wanted a slice. To be really honest with you, these people who have traveled the world, done all these things, that you know that they... It doesn't mean that they have a good palate, but you would hope that they would. All of them said it was...
Carl was one.
Yes, said that it was some of the best pies they've ever had in their entire life, and that they would buy those pies if they were available.
So how come there are no Yvonne's pies in Joy Store?
Because she needs a commercial kitchen.
Yeah, it would be a lot.
Well, you guys have a commercial kitchen now.
Well, not
quite.
Did it
pass the inspections?
No.
Of course not. How many violations did you get the first time and then the second time?
It's only been one, and I think our violations were like 8.
Yeah.
But it's not a used kitchen yet, so we're not violating anything. We wanted it to be approved before we did it, so we're not making any violations. But they wrote us up on things that needed to change. And it's anything from, you know, oh, that table's base needs to be raised 4 inches so you can get a mop under it, to I'm trying to think what some of the other things were. Oh, they wanted some special kick plate or whatever around certain parts, and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. It's just amazing stuff.
But so the Enjoy store will have a commercial kitchen this year?
I don't think we would classify it. It will be a kitchen, but I'm not going to go so far to say it'll be a commercial kitchen. So we're not going to invite people in to be, you know.
It'll be our kitchen.
For our cafe and for the people that we work with. So, you know, like Reader's Bakery and Ancient Fire Coffee and that kind of stuff. So people will have access to it. But it will be on our terms, kind of a speaking, not for any other reason other than that's just how we want it controlled, right?
So in general, I would say this group anyway, and I think Liam's part of this group, that pretty optimistic for 2023.
Oh, absolutely.
You have to be.
Yes, I think.
You always have to.
Well, I know there's a whole bunch of people out there that are.
You have to assume that it's always going to be better, and if you don't, then what's your purpose, right?
Right.
I mean, that's just as horrible. Like, you know, in my head, I'm like, is it going to be? And then I say to myself, James, you just have to think that things are going to get better. Things are going to move in the right direction. Things, you know.
Yeah.
And I think personal growth is going to be huge. Just after the pandemic, and people are learning and growing right now.
I would say that for 2023,
yeah.
Well, now even, but especially for 2023, people are going to want to ditch their social media more and actually get together and
nature
and meet up with people.
Yep. More, and get outside, right? And really experience
nature. God, I
hope
so. Social media has crippled the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It literally has. I mean, don't get me wrong. I appreciate what it offers, right? Like I myself love to watch YouTube, but it literally has turned people into brainless idiots.
Yeah, it's going to take a complete.
So I'm kind of looking forward to the movies in the park for 2023.
Yes. We're trying.
Did you get your new screen yet?
Nope, we're still trying. But I did get some asks. Visit Reading asked me today if they could partner with us.
Oh, great.
I did get a phone call. If you can imagine, somebody went to our website and saw that they can sponsor. And so she called and asked about sponsorship. So
that's awesome.
We're working towards it. We've still got a ways to go. I mean, I'm still involved with insurance, trying to get insurance money for the damages from the accident. So we're planning.
Well, we'll do any costuming that you want as a feature before the
week. Well,
before the
2022, thank you very much. Not. it's been fun. I think we're looking forward to 2023. I look forward to some great things for Reading and Shasta County. Taste of Humboldt. I'm very much looking forward to the relationship between Shasta and Humboldt and Trinity.
That's that connection.
That's that three.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, it's really good. And so I don't know. I think 2023 is going to be great. We have one more minute.
Yeah.
Liam, thank you for being our
producer.
Our producer.
Of course.
And congratulations on what's may or may not be happening with you.
Lifing.
pretty soon. So I'm going to say that's it.
Are you?
Yep.
I have a word to say. No, just joking.
James?
I got something
James,
to say.
James has something to say.
Hey, Liam, can you bring my soapbox in real quick?
No.
No, thank you for listening. Thank you to Linda and Carl for allowing us to have our little spot here.
We've
had
some amazing guests.
Yes,
absolutely.
We
have. Built some great relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you to all of the North State for supporting Enjoy Magazine, Enjoy the Store,
Reading Fashion Alliance.
Yep. And all the other entities that have come into the studio with us. We really appreciate your time and your thoughts. And here's to 2023 and to a
Cheers.
Good year.
It's going to be great.
Yep.
See you next year.
All right.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.